很高兴能够在这里。
I want to ask everybody to pray for Pastor Dan Smith.
我首先想请大家帮 Dan Smith 牧师祷告。
He had somehow he hurt his back and is in severe pain.
因为他本来今天是要讲道，但是因为他的背部拉伤了。
Would like you to keep him in your prayer.
所以请大家在祷告当中纪念他。
So today I will be sharing in his place.
所以今天早上是我来在这里给大家分享
证道。And most of you know that when I talk about the Bible, I'd like you to have your Bible.
如果你之前有听过我讲道的话，你知道我会希望每一个会众手上都有一本圣经。
Hopefully you got your Bible, but I'm glad that Timothy also make PowerPoint for us.
所以希望大家手里都有圣经，但是我也很高兴提摩太弟兄总是为我们预备圣经在幻灯片上面。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for this moment. We come together and we can share your word. We particularly lift up to Pastor Dan Smith so that you heal his back. He has been a wonderful minister for your word. I pray that you will be with him and heal him and continue to use him as your light and salt. In your name we pray. Amen. Today I'm going to talk about John chapter 3.
今天我会讲约翰福音的第三章。
It's a passage that you all use all the time to share the gospel.
其实约翰福音第三章是很多时候传福音都会用到的一个章节。
And you mentioned you learn about born again.
经常大家会讲到这个概念就是重生。
And you always see people hold up a sign, John 3:16.
而且你经常看到路边有人会手里面拿着一个横幅，上面写的约翰福音三章十六节。
But actually, what does it all mean?
但是你知道这一切代表的其中的意味着什么吗？
And sometimes I hear people talk about it, I cringe a little bit because they don't quite understand the passage.
有的时候我每次听人家讲到这个章节的时候，我心里面总会咯噔一下，因为我觉得其实他们讲的也并不太知道其中章节真正的含义。
The passage starts with an introduction of a person.
首先第三章他一开始的介绍是介绍了其中一个人。
He said that there's a man, his name is Nicodemus.
他讲到有这么一个人，他的名字叫尼哥底母。
He was a Pharisee.
他是一个法利赛人。
He's a member of the Jewish ruling council.
他是犹太执法委员会的一个官员。
How many of you know what a Pharisee is?
有多少人知道法利赛人是什么样的人呢？
All the kids are very, yeah. Who are the Pharisees? 班班。
全是小朋友。
What? Who are the Pharisees? Who are the Pharisees? Yeah.
他回答得很好，他说法利赛人是那些觉得自己是整个地球上面最好的人，而且是他们是神的殿的主管人。
If you understand them, you have to understand a little bit of the history.
如果你想要知道法利赛人是个什么样的人，你首先要知道从历史的角度去看。
The whole nation of Israel was completely destroyed because they disobeyed God.
以色列人曾经有一段时期因为悖逆神，他们被整个民族被完全的被打散了。
And they, all these people were taken away to Babylon and different countries and they were in exile.
他们是在进入了一个流亡的时期，分别在不同的国家当奴隶。
Not until about 500 BC that they came back to Jerusalem.
他们是在公元前500年才陆陆续续的回到了耶路撒冷。
And by the time they came back together, they didn't quite know how to worship because they haven't done it in a long time.
当他们回到陆陆续续回到耶路撒冷的时候，他们并不知道要怎么样去敬拜，因为他们已经在别外邦外国待太久了，与神分开太久了。
And they try to regain, kind of rebuild this whole worship and all religious activities.
他们想要重新修复他们曾经有过的所有的宗教性的活动。
And there are different sects, different groups, trying to teach them how to do it.
在以色列的民族当中，他们有很多不同的派别，分别想要教导以色列人要怎么去重新修复这些活动。
The Pharisees is one of them.
法利赛是其中一个派别。
They notice one thing. The reason Israelites were totally destroyed was because they did not obey the law of God.
对于法利赛人来说，他们相信的是，之所以当时以色列这个民族要被战争打散，进入流亡时期，就是因为以色列人当时并没有去遵纪守法，守神的法律。
And this group of Pharisees, they are consists of people who are scribes, people who copy the Old Testament, and also the teachers of the law.
法利赛人这群人里面呢，他们当中包括了文士，就是那些抄写经文的文士，还有那些是教法律方面、教律法方面的教师。
They're considered the most educated and most spiritual people at that time.
所以他们这群人在当时呢是被看作为是 教育最高的，而且他们是最属灵的。
And they really meant well. They say, all right, guys, let's obey, let's go back and follow every single law in the Old Testament.
所以对于法利赛人来说，他们很注重的是要让所有以色列的会众回到旧约里面去守旧约每一条的律例。
I don't want to be destroyed again. I want to go back. I want to be with God again. Let's obey God again.
他们说的是我们不想要再进入流亡时期，我们想要重新回到神的那里去，所以让我们一起重新回到神的面前，去遵行他给我们的每一条律法。
What is all about? Well, these people don't quite understand the Bible. Let's teach them about every single law.
法利赛人就会想说，现在我们当中很多以色列民，他们并不知道神的律法是什么样的，所以让我们来做这个教，做这个教导者，教导他们去遵行每一条律法。
Well, when they were like, "What? I don't quite understand it." Well, let's write all these rules, how to follow these laws.
可是在以色列人当中有很多民众，他们并不知道怎么样去遵行这个律法，所以就让我们这些法利赛人去写，去做很多的注解，教导这些民众怎么样去一条一条的律法，去教他们怎么样去遵守。
At the end, they come together a huge book, you know, how to follow God's law for dummies.
所以到最后他们就写出来相当于一本书，用今天的话来说就是如何一条一条的去遵行神的律法。
Oh, by the way, if you violate any one of these rules, you will be penalized.
如果任何一个人没有能够去遵行其中的一条律法，那么这个人就要受到惩罚。
In the beginning, they really meant well, but over time, things kind of changing.
在一开始的时候，这一切的出发点都是好的，但是随着时间的迁移，事情慢慢的就变了。
Think about it, it's really a money-making machine.
如果你仔细想想的话，其实这个遵行律法，他们做出来这整套系统，就像是一个赚钱的机器一样。
They write the laws.
他们是那个写律法的人。
They write the rules.
他们写那个律例，告诉你要怎么样去遵行律法。
They catch you if you violate.
他们去定你是不是违反了律法。
And they collect your money.
然后如果你违反律法的话，他们是那个收钱的人。
It's like the Eugene government. I put a sign here say like maximum 50 miles per hour. If I can catch you 51, oh man, you're $200.
所以就像是我们现在的政府一样，如果在那个高速公路上面那个时速限制是50 mile 的话，那么只要你开51，他马上抓到你就可以罚你200块。
And by the time in Jesus' time, these people have become so powerful that they dictate pretty much the whole religious activities.
随着时间的迁移，法利赛这群人就变得日益壮大，慢慢的他们也就整个权力就开始腐坏。
Jesus didn't like them at all because they're hypocritic.
耶稣也并不喜欢法利赛人这群人，因为耶稣也说他们是一群很虚伪的人。
Give me an example. Do anybody know the fifth of the Ten Commandments?
我就给大家举个例子吧，大家知不知道十诫里面第五诫是什么？
Yes, who said that? Yes.
对的，第五诫他说的就是要尊荣你的父母。
Honor your parents, your father and mother.
尊荣你的爸爸和妈妈。
But what does it mean?
那么尊荣你的父母是什么意思呢？
Well, I call them on Christmas.
好，你可能过年过节的时候给爸爸妈妈打电话。
I take them out for lunch.
你可能会带爸妈出去吃中饭。
But it actually means that you have to give money to them to support them.
但是在当时那个社会环境里面，他主要他具体说的是你要给你的父母一定的经济支柱。
But the Pharisees said, "Well, if you really don't want to, I guess it's a way to trick it."
然后法利赛人他们这群人就说了，如果你真的不想要给你父母经济支柱的话，那么还有另外一个方法。
You can give the money to us, and I give you a 50% discount.
你可以把那个钱给我们法利赛人，我给你打个五折。
Well, since this money is also work in the for God, so it's totally okay. You don't give your mom that.
因为你把钱给我了，我也是把那个钱拿去给神的事工去用的，所以你把这个钱给神了，所以也是一样的。
Like all powers in a society, when it's unchecked, eventually they become corrupted.
所有历史长河当中说，任何的权力如果没有约束的话，都会变得腐败。
Tonight.This guy, Nicodemus, he's a Pharisee.
所以今天第三章要讲的是一个法利赛人来到这里，他的名字是尼哥底母。
Not only a Pharisee, but in a high position, he's in the ruling class.
他不仅仅是法利赛人当中的一员，他还是法利赛人当中的一个高级官员。
Verse 2, he said that Nicodemus came to Jesus at night.
第二节这里专门指到说，这人夜里来见耶稣。
And he said, take out, well, we know who you are.
他说,
well, the things that you do, if it's not from God, I don't know how it comes about.
因为你所行的神迹,
people think that the author, John, highlight that Nicodemus came at night time.
很多人认为说在第三章第二节里面 重点那个词是夜里 专门说到了他是在晚上的时候来见耶稣的
why want other people to know
意思就是说到 尼哥底母并不想要其他人看见他晚上来去找耶稣
because he's in the high position, right?
因为他是一个犹太人 法利赛人的高官
but he cannot ignore Jesus' miracles
但是他没有办法去忽略耶稣所行的神迹
He's healing the sick on the right, feeding hunger on the left. People are following him.
当时耶稣用五饼二鱼去喂饱了5000个人, 而且他也治好了很多得病的人, 所以当时有很多的民众是选择去跟从耶稣的。
So Nicodemus had to come at night time and check him out. Are you with us or against us?
所以尼哥底母晚上来见耶稣, 就是想要看看耶稣是 到底是反对法利赛人的呢, 还是去跟从是去赞成法利赛人的?
And Jesus replied, give him an answer that he didn't even ask for it.
但是耶稣那天晚上给他的一个答案, 是他对于他其他问题的答案, 并不是他问出来的那个问题的答案。
He said that, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
耶稣跟他说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 人若不重生, 就不能见神的国。
The whole idea of the Pharisees sect is they want to restore the kingdom of God.
对于法利赛人来说, 他们最注重的就是, 他们想要重新修复神的殿的荣耀。
They want to restore the former glory of Israel.
他们想要重建以色列曾经的荣耀。
And this is actually what I believe Nicodemus really wants.
而且我也相信这也是尼哥底母想要看见的一个景象。
I think he's really a good original Pharisee.
我觉得尼哥底母其实是法利赛人当中是一个非常持守他们刚开始的那个理念的一个法利赛人。
But at the same time, he's also caught in between the political reality and what he really wants.
但是同时他也是被政治现实和他真正理想主义两者之间被卡在了中间。
So when he came to Jesus, Jesus knew exactly what he needed.
所以当他去到耶稣面前的时候, 耶稣已经完完全全知道尼哥底母需要的是什么。
But he wasn't prepared for the answer.
但是尼哥底母当时并没有为了因为这个答案而做好准备去接受。
And they try to be smart. What are you talking about, Jesus?
然后尼哥底母当时的反应就是想要就是打哈哈, 他就是想要说,你在说什么,我不知道你在说什么。
How can a person and go back to the mother's womb and be born a second time?
他就问说, 人怎么样可以再进母腹能重生呢?
Anybody watch a delivery before?
我不知道在座的有没有人看过就是女士生小孩
It's awfully nasty
其实整个场景是非常惨烈的
And well, when I watch somebody deliver they
当我在产房的时候 我看到很多就是那些妈妈要给小孩 就是生小孩的时候 他们脸上的表情都是很狰狞的
And I look at that like
然后我作为在旁边看的 我总是觉得很受不了
And to think about putting the baby back in there, I'll be like, oh, really? I don't want to do that.
所以如果你要想想一个人重新把它塞到母亲的肚子里面, 那个感觉是更惨烈的。
The question is Nicodemus that dull about what Jesus is talking about?
但是你觉得尼哥底母真的是这么笨吗? 他不知道这个重生指的不是这个物理生物上面的重生吗?
He's a spiritual leader, the high court ruler, and he comes to Jesus to ask a biology question.
所以你觉得他作为一个犹太人, 法利赛人的高官, 他可能跑到耶稣这里来问一个生物方面的问题吗?
No, he is not. He knows exactly what Jesus was saying, but he's trying to talk about something else.
其实尼哥底母他完全知道耶稣在这里指的是灵命上的重生, 而不是生物上的重生。 他这样做只是为了想要去让自己看起来很聪明。
Because later on you will say that Jesus is telling him, you are the teacher of the law. How could you not understand this?
等一下你就会看见后面的章节里面 耶稣跟他说, 你作为一个律法的老师, 你怎么可能不理解呢?
Verse 5 Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit.
第五节耶稣说, 我实实在在地告诉你, 人若不是从水和圣灵生的, 就不能进神的国。
But verse 5 and 3 is kind of parallel. Verse 3 said that no one can see the kingdom of God. Verse 5 said no one can enter the kingdom of God, but they are actually interchangeable.
第三节这里说, 不能进神的国，第五节这里说不能进神的国, 但是其实进和建在这里的意思是相同的。
And born again, in verse 3, in here it talks about born of water and the Spirit.
第三节这里说重生, 然后第五节这里说是从水和圣灵生的, 所以这两个也是一样的。
What does it mean?
这里指的是什么意思呢?
Jesus is referring to an Old Testament prophecy.
耶稣在这里指的是旧约的一个预言,
it's in the book of Ezekiel.
在以西结书里面,
and it talks about God will clean you with clean waters.
在这里讲到的就是说, 旧约那里说的是, 神会用洁净的水,
give you a new heart and a new spirit.
给你一个新的心和给你一个新的灵,
and in turn, you will be my people and I will be your God.
因此你会成为我的子民，我会成为你的神。
This promise of I'm your God, you're my, you know, I'm your people, I'm your God, is in the ancient promise since Abraham, since David, since Moses.
这样的盟约就说我是你的神，你是我的子民，其实是一个很古老的盟约，从亚伯拉罕开始就有了。
Just the people keep failing.
但是这样的盟约，因为以色列人他们不停的去违背这个盟约，所以这个盟约一直都没有办法延续下去。
And by Ezekiel, God is saying that I will give you a new heart and new spirit, that you can keep it up.
在以西结书里面，神就说：“我给你一个新的心，给你清洁的灵，让你重新的能够继续这个盟约下去。”
Jesus knows that Nicodemus knows about this passage.
耶稣知道，其实尼哥底母是知道这样这个经文的。
He's basically telling him, "All right." I am here to fulfill this prophecy. Can you accept it?
所以基本上，耶稣就在问尼哥底母说：“我就是这个预言里面讲到的这个东西，你能不能够接受呢？”
And verse six, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
第六节说到，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Well, you really should not be surprised about what it means to be born again.
所以你不应该听到重生这个词，你会觉得说很惊讶。
You know I'm talking about spiritual birth, not physical birth.
你知道我耶稣今天在这里讲的是属灵，从灵生的这样一个重生，而不是肉体的重生。
Well, Nicodemus tried to confuse the argument, but Jesus said it's not going to work on me.
所以当尼哥底母想要去把这个整个争论变得很似是而非的时候，耶稣就直接跟他，相当于就跟他说，你就不用跟我玩这一套了。Verse 6. 第六节,
the wind blows whenever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the
Spirit. 你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
Wind has no form.
风其实是没有形态可言的。
It's unpredictable.
而且你是不可能知道它是往哪边走。The
only way we can observe it is by the effect of wind.
你能看见的只是从风导致的一些现象。We
can hear the sound when it passes through some trees.
所以当风刮过一片树林的时候，你会听到那个声音。But
we have no control over it.
但是你不可能控制那个风向。God
is saying, Jesus is saying that this is exactly how a person is born again.
所以耶稣说，这就是一个从灵生的人，就是应该有这样的一个特质。
The Spirit work on people's heart on his own will. You can't control it. You can't predict it.
圣灵会在这个人的心里面做工，你不可能控制这个圣灵要怎么样的去做工。
For his whole life, Nicodemus thought about I can earn my way into salvation.
因为尼哥底母他一直都认为是说我可以通过我自己的行为去赚取一个救恩。
If I can follow the Torah, the Bible, the Old Testament carefully every single step, I'm going to be saved.
他当时尼哥底母相信的是，如果我遵循摩西五经里面写的托拉的那个法律的话，我一步一步每一样都遵循的话，那么我就能去到天堂。
Jesus said, Nicodemus, it's nothing to do with what you can do. It's what God is doing on you.
耶稣就跟他说，尼哥底母啊，其实重点不是说你能够去怎么样去做，而是神在你身上做了什么。
And verse 9, Nicodemus very puzzled. How can this be?
然后尼哥底母第九节就觉得非常的疑惑，就是说怎么会有这种事呢？
Then Jesus said, How do you not know? I thought you teach the Bible. I thought you teach in the seminary.
耶稣回答说，你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？
I know what I'm talking about. Do you know what you're talking about?
我实实在在的告诉你，我们所说的我们知道，但是你自己所说的你知道吗？
If I'm telling you something so basic that you cannot accept, how am I going to give you more?
如果我今天跟你讲这么基本的东西你都没有办法理解的话，我再给你讲更多的东西你又怎么能接受呢？
In my life, sometimes I get a lot of opportunity to talk to non-believers.
在我的生命里面，我其实有很多和不信基督的人有很多讲话聊天的机会。
And when I was doing ministry for the college students, we used a lot of different strategies.
当我们以前在跟大学生一起有事工的时候，我们会用很多不同的策略。
Shannon and I would bring the students to retreat, to mall, to shopping, and to outgoing activities.
我和我的同工 Shannon 弟兄会经常带这些学生去 mall 里面买东西啊，或者带他们去 retreat 啊等等，让他们参加很多的活动。
Yeah, we give them the Bible verse, we talk about it, we know, invite them over dinner. I don't know how much money Shannon spend on dinners.
我们会经常带他们到家里吃饭，跟他们讲解圣经。我都不知道 Shannon 在吃饭上面花了多少钱。
But what we both realize is that we can work as hard as we can, but at the end of the day, whether a person believes in God, we really have no control over.
我和 Shannon 后来都意识到，无论我们再怎么样的去努力去做这些活动，这个学生到底会不会去相信神，这真的不是我们能够去控制的。
Only God can grow someone from within.
因为只有神能够让一个人去真正的在属灵里面成长。
So how can anyone be born again?
所以人要怎么样去重生呢？
We can only share and tell them what God is telling us.
我们只能够跟身边的人去分享神在我们生命中做了什么。
And the way to salvation is actually quite simple.And to some people, quite stupid.
其实真正要去到救恩的那个途径是很简单的，但是对于很多人来说，这个途径听起来是很愚拙的。
Verse 13, it tells me, No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
第十三节这里说到，除了从天降下来，人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Verse 14, Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, as the Son of Man must be lifted up,That everyone who believes in him may have eternal life.
十四节，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Now, this is an interesting passage. What does he mean by lifting up a snake?
这一节其实讲的挺有趣的，他这里说举起那个铜蛇是什么意思呢？
Anybody remember that passage in the Old Testament?
不知道大家还记不记得这个在旧约里面提到的故事？
不是了，这是 awesome. I'm not going to ask you to say the whole thing, but it's okay. But good job. So what happened is when the Israelites came out of Egypt, going into the Promised Land.
这个举蛇的这个指的是当时在很多年前以色列人他们在荒野，他们去到荒野的时候，因为他们当时在流亡，他们去到荒野。
And God helped them to defeat all these enemies and supply them with food, take care of them.
神带他们打赢了很多场战争，而且也赐给了他们食物，让他们在荒野得以存活。
But you know what happened to these people? They keep complaining and complaining.
但是以色列人他们在整个过程中不断的在抱怨摩西，不断的在抱怨神。
It's like, why did you take me out here? I don't have any meat. It's not fun. I'm tired.
基本上他们每天的抱怨就是神啊，你为什么要带我出埃及地呢？这里又没有肉吃，这里又那么无聊，每天都在抱怨。
And God was angry, and He sent these snakes.To bite them.
到后面的地步，神就因此而非常愤怒，把毒蛇放到了以色列人当中，让这些毒蛇去咬以色列人。
And this poisonous snakes kills many people.
然后因为这个毒蛇在以色列人当中，不少的以色列人都因为这样子而死亡。
But God gave them a way out.
但是神给了他们一个医治的途径。
He said, if you go outside the camp, all right.Look at this. It's a bronze. There's a snake made out of bronze. Look at it, and you will be healed.
但是神给他们让他们得救的一个方法，就跟他们说，走离开你们的帐篷，去到外面，去看到摩西举起的那个铜蛇，你就会得医治。
It sounds really simple.
听起来很简单。
But at the same time, it sounds really stupid.
但是同时听起来也会让你觉得这个方法听起来很蠢。
God is really smart. Think about it. The people who complain every day to God, they're not going to go outside.
其实神也很聪明，你仔细想一想的话，如果这些人一天到晚在抱怨神这个抱怨神那个的话，他们是不会走出他们的帐篷的。
If you don't take care of me, the last like how many the 20 days, how am I supposed to go out and just look at it? I'll be healed? Seriously?
他们的逻辑就是说，如果在过去那么几十天你都不管我的话，你现在突然间叫我走出去看一下那个蛇，我就能治好吗？我不相信。But
the people who trust in God's words will go out and look at the snake and be healed.
但是那些真正相信信靠神的人，他们会真的会走开，走出他们的帐篷，去看那个铜蛇，然后被得救。Jesus
said salvation is exactly the same way.
耶稣就说，救恩其实是一模一样的。It's
not something you can earn. You just have to believe.
救恩不是说你要做什么去赚取的，救恩是要你相信，然后被赐予的。You
can make all the doctrine argument in the world, but if you don't believe, it's no use to you.
你可以在教育上面有很多的跟人家有很多的争辩，可是如果你根本不相信的话，这对你又是有什么的好处呢？
And the next verse is probably the most famous verse in all the Bibles.
接下来这一节经文可以说是整一本圣经里面最出名的经文。
When I read this verse, I kind of have to stand up a little straighter. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
这节非常的出名，所以你经常看到很多人听到，很多人都会跟你读。十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Very Billy Graham type of voice. I tried. And he's saying this. We use these words all the time. We use it all the time to talk to people.
我们经常会用自己的经文去跟身边的人去讲福音的事情。We
say, "Wow, you know what? God really loved the whole world."
我们会跟他们说，神真的很爱这个世界。And
you'd be like, "Awesome, man!"
你可能会说，哇，好酷哦。
The world is so big, but God has so much love, you know?
你会说，哇，这个世界这么大，但是神却有这么多的爱给我们。
So you know what? You gotta have to believe in it.
所以你一定要相信神啊。
Yeah, the world is so big, right?
对啊，世界很大很大。
Is the world very special?
这世界是不是很特别呢？
Yeah, it's very special.
是的确挺特别的。But
the world is not that great.
但是你知道吗？这个世界也并不是那么的美好。If
you understand the book of John, he did not use the word world to describe how big this world is.
如果你仔细去看约翰福音的话，他的文字里面他并没有用到世界去描述这个世界是多大。John
chapter 1 tells about how this world supposed to accept the light, but they rejected him.
约翰福音第一章里面他讲到，这个世界本来是应该接受光的，但是他们却没有接受光，抵挡了光。The
world was made through Jesus, but they kicked him out.
这个世界是透过耶稣被造的，但是这个世界选择了背逆耶稣。
So God's love is so great not because the world is big.
神的爱这么的伟大，不是因为这个世界这么的大。God's
great is God's love is so great because He loved the world despite how evil and wicked we are.
神的爱很伟大，是因为尽管这个世界是这么的邪恶堕落，他还是很爱这个我们。
Another problem, some people ask me, especially Chinese people, how is Jesus God's only son?
经常我会被很多华人朋友们问我说，为什么说耶稣是神的独生子？
So did God get married or?
是说神结婚了吗？
Could he have other children?
所以他有其他的小孩吗？
It's kind of a puzzling description about Jesus.
他们就会因为这个经文而觉得对耶稣的这个理解会产生一个疑惑。In
biblical time, they often talk about the sons of Abraham, the sons of David. It sort of describes the line. It's the origin. It describes the origin.
但其实如果你看旧约的话，它这里讲到的这个儿子，它其实就相当于旧约里面讲到摩西的后裔、大卫的后裔，它主要讲的是一个血统。And
also, like a father, like son, if a father worked at a fisherman, the son most likely will become a fisherman.
同样的，龙生龙，凤生凤。如果你作为爸爸，你是一个渔民的话，那么你小孩也可能是成为一个渔民。I
don't even know how to translate that back to English. So to talk about how Jesus is the only begotten Son is about how unique He is.
所以你自己说到耶稣是神的独生子的话，他同样跟神一样有那个独特性。
Because he is the only and the most unique representation of God.
因为他是神最特别的一个表现表达。
He is the only person can fully describe, express God himself on earth.
他是一个唯一能够完完全全去展现神特别性的一个位格的存在。
It's the only way we learn about God is to look at Jesus.
我们唯一能够去学习神、去了解神，就是要透过耶稣这样一个位格、这么一个人的形象去了解。
Nicodemus has all the knowledge and privilege to believe in this Jesus.
尼哥底母有所有的知识、有所有的特权去相信这一个耶稣。
But he just couldn't come to that point to accept him.
但是他就是没能够去到真正能够接受耶稣的那一步。
A lot of it has to do with whether they accept God to be their God, or they want themselves to be God.
很多时候这个挣扎就是他们想不想让耶稣成为他们的王，成为他们的救主，还是说他们更倾向于相信自己是那个救主。
And Jesus say that if you don't, the consequences is pretty clear here.
耶稣在这里也很清晰地给他们列出了，如果他们不相信的话，他们后果是什么。
And everyone, if you don't believe, will be perished.
如果你不相信的话，你到最后会灭亡。
But why would everyone be perished?
为什么每个人都会灭亡呢？
If you don't understand, in the beginning, God created the heaven and earth.
如果你一开始不知道神创造天地的这么一个事情的话，
Then God has Adam and Eve live in the Garden of Eden.
所以刚开始的时候神造天地万物，他把亚当和夏娃放在了伊甸园里面。
Man and God live in harmony.
人和神当时是和谐相处的。
There are no sins and they were holy.
没有罪恶，万物都是圣洁。
But they are man, human are just creation. They are not God.
但是人只是一个被造物，他们不是神。
They are made out of dust.
他们是从尘土被造。
They naturallydecay.
所以自然而然的人体这个肉体是会腐败的。
They naturally would die.
所以自然而然的会死亡的。
But because they're with God's protection in his fear with him all the time, God sustained their life.
但是因为他们一直与神同在，神能够延续他们的生命。
God tells them, the day you disobey me, I'm going to kick you out and you will die.
神对他们说，如果你背逆我的话，那么你和我就会隔离。你和我隔离之后，你就会灭亡。
Unfortunately, they took the fruit out of the tree of knowledge of good and evil and got kicked out of Eden.
但是亚当和夏娃他们就摘了那个跟他们说不能摘的那个树上的果子，所以神就把他们赶出了伊甸园。
It is our natural state without God to perish.
所以没有神的话，人是自然而然会灭亡的。
But if we believe, we will.Receive eternal life.
但是如果我们选择相信的话，我们就会得到永生。
What does eternal life mean?
那么永生在这里指的又是什么呢？
Does it mean live forever?
这是说你长命百岁的意思吗？
Some people have told me once, you know what? If I can't eat, well, sometimes I talk to my patients, and I tell them, you know what? You should not eat pizza so much. You should not eat Coke, yes. I tell patients not to drink Coke, not to eat pizza, because it will kill you. If you want to live longer, you need to eat vegetables and exercise.
我是一个医生，我经常跟我的病人说，你不能老喝可乐，不能经常吃披萨。如果你想要活得久一点的话，你就得多吃蔬菜、水果，多去运动。
And they look at me, if I don't have that, why do I want to live so long?
但是我的病人就会经常看着我说，如果我又不能喝可乐，又不能吃披萨的话，那我活这么长来干嘛？
Well, is that what it means? Eternal life, the extension of what's going on?
你觉得永生这个意思就是你按照你现在生活的光景不停的重复，不停的延续吗？
No, life is supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
不是的，生命的本质应该是美妙的，应该是让你去享受的。
Adam and Eve they had all the plentiful everything they could enjoy on this earth.
亚当和夏娃他们在最初在伊甸园的时候，他们是拥有很多很丰丰富富的，在伊甸园里面让他们享受的。
They had a job to take care of this creation. They had a purpose, and God gave them the skills to be satisfied.
他们当时有一个目的，有一个职业去管理这个伊甸园，而且他们在管理的这个过程中，人生是很有目的性的。
And they live harmony with God, with the creation, and with one another.
他们这样一个有意义的生活是能够和神在一起和谐相处，而且和动物自然界也是很和谐的。
Isn't it what you want in life anyway? You want to have food? You want to find a job that you can actually do and do well? You want to be harmonized with the people around you? That's pretty much all you want in life.
但其实如果你想想我们现在的生命的话，难道你想要的不是你不用为了衣食担忧，而且你能够跟身边的人和睦相处，同时你有一份很好的职业能够让你发挥你自己的强项，让你在里面觉得你能够有一个使命感在里面，觉得很有意义的吗？
But all we keep pursuing, trying and trying, we never really get satisfied.
可是如果你自己看你自己的人生的话，你会觉得你不停的想要抓住很多的东西，而且你不断的抓住的这个过程中，你也没有办法觉得你的生活是很有满足感的。
Because we can't. That only comes about when we are with God.
那是因为真正的满足感不是来自于你自己或者来自于这些东西，真正的满足感是来自于神的。
When people ask me, so when does eternal life actually start?
有人会问我说，那真正的永生是从什么时候开始的呢？
It actually starts at the moment you accept God.
真正的永生其实就是当你做出那个决定说我要相信神的那一刻开始的。
And eventually when the time comes that we will be with God forever.
然后一直到你与神同在，一直到最后。
Time will no longer exist.
当你与神同在之后，时间的这个观念，这个维度就不存在了。
You might still remember things in the past, your former life, but they feel like they're so remote already.
你可能还会记得很多年前发生的事情，或者你以前的生活的状态，但可能这样想想，你已经觉得那已经是很久很久之前了。
All the tears, all the sadness that you had in the past, because what you're seeing right in front of you, they fade away.
永生给你的概念就是你可能还会看到你曾经流过的泪水，你曾经觉得很伤心的一些事情，但是都是因为在永生里面你会觉得他们已经如此的遥远。
But because of sin we lost all that.
但是因为罪的缘故我们没有了永生。
Adam and Eve opened a floodgate at the first original sin.
亚当和夏娃他们打开了潘多拉的魔盒，就把罪带入了这个世界。
And it comes next, a brother murder another brother, Cain kill Abel out of jealousy.
接下来发生的事情就是兄弟之间的残杀，一个哥哥该隐把弟弟亚伯给杀了，因为嫉妒的缘故。
Man build a tower of Babels to challenge God's authority.
再接下来你会看到人类想聚在一起，想要建造一个巴别塔去挑战神的权威。
The world has just become more and more wicked and evil.
世界开始变得越来越堕落，越来越邪恶。
But verse 17 tells us, For God did not send his son into this world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
十七节，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name.God's one and only Son.
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
This is what happened because we are already condemned.
这就是真正的现实，因为我们每一个人都已经是罪已经定了。
We need God in our life to live the truly satisfied life.
我们需要神在我们的生命当中，特别是如果我们想要活出一个真正有意义的人生的话。
So today, if you have not accepted Jesus, I really challenge you to open your heart and accept him.
所以如果今天你还没有相信神的话，我想真的是去挑战一下你，去寻找你自己的心，去看看你要不要去选择接受他。
God has already made the ultimate sacrifice to die for us for our sins.
因为神已经做出了那个最大的牺牲，死在十字架上为了我们罪的缘故。
And all you need is to go out of the camp and look at a brown snake, and you will be saved.
你需要做的，你仅仅需要做的就是离开你的帐篷，去看那个举起来的铜蛇。
I'll pass the time to Donald to prepare the communion for us.
接下来我们会让 Donald 为我们预备圣餐。我们去检查我们和神之间的关系，我们重新回到他的面前去回应。
In this morning, I was faced with sort of a dilemma.
我今天早上其实遇到了一个小小的难题。
Who am I going to ask to help me serve communion?
我今天早上在想，我要找谁来帮我一起去预备这个圣餐呢？
Moses is gone.
摩西不在。
John's gone.
John 也不在。
Pastor's gone.
牧师也不在。
Everybody seems to be gone today.
今天好像就没有人在。
Tim's helping out here.
Tim 刚刚帮忙讲到。
Addison's playing the keyboard.
Addison 要弹琴。
People have all sorts of things to do. Who am I going to ask?
大家手上都是有很多的事情要做，那我要找谁呢？
And I struggle with that.
我当时是觉得很难办。
I'm going to ask Tobias.
我要叫我的儿子来帮我。
As a restoration point.
这就是一个关系之间的修复点。
Between us,
因为对于我作为爸爸和我儿子之间来说，这是我们关系的一个修复点。
And to God,
同时也是我和神之间关系的修复点。
And of course, I'm going to ask Dan Chen as well.
当然，我还要叫 Dan 过来。
Fortunately, him and I are good.
还好，就是我跟 Dan 关系还不错。
But yes, so Tobias, please come and help us serve.
好，今天我们要让 Tobias 来帮我们一起做侍奉。Dan， 哥林多前书十一章。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you."Do this in remembrance of me.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
At the Chinese church, we have the custom, I guess you could say, that it's for believers, not necessarily members.
我们在教会里面就是有一个传统，我们的圣餐是给所有的信徒开放的。
And we ask the young ones if they'll just wait unless they've been baptized.
如果你是小朋友的话，我们就想请你先等一等。如果你受洗了，你可以领受；如果你没有受洗的话，我们想请你受洗的时候再领用。
But if you're an adult, as long as you're a believer, even if you have not been baptized, we ask that you participate.
如果你是成人的话，就算你没有洗礼，但是你已经选择相信的话，我们也欢迎你和我们一起领用圣餐。
Father, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity that you have invited us, that we can amend our relationship with you. We know that we have a lot of sins that against you, but your sacrifice has given us opportunity that we can communion with you. And as this as a reminder that we can have that relationship amended by your blood and your body, we thank you for that. And be with us as we protect this together with you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please wait for one another.
请大家彼此等候。